Do you know the answer to this question?
What radio station has the most and best Clear Channel listeners anywhere?
That's a rigged question if I ever heard one. If you know the answer to that question,
you'll win big money on Honest to Goodness.
Well, that's all the theme song we have time for tonight, because we have to go from coast to coast, from north to south, all over this great land of ours, and call people on Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness. We used to say at Christmas time, here we go, clear channeling. Kind of like, here we go, we're caroling, la 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 la, or something like that. This is Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone on Honest to Goodness, and your radio or your clock is not wrong, because we take an extra half hour on our Clear Channel, Honest to Goodnesses. We start at 8:30 so we can get more of these interesting people in from all over this land of ours. Now, why do we go Clear Channel calling? Well, because in the course of our everyday mail for Honest to Goodness, we receive not only our regular CCO land listeners, hundreds and hundreds of these cards, but we receive also a great number of registrations, people who want to play Honest to Goodness, from quite far out. Quite far out, from as far away as the Canadian, where the hyenas play. You nut. From as far away as the Canadian provinces, all the way to the Mexican border, into the East Coast and the West Coast. And they say, almost all of them, invariably, Charlie, say on the card, do you call this far away? And we had, in the past, done one or two here and there. We discovered that the best way to handle this is to do it all one night. Right?
Right. No,
yes.
I was going to say, I told my mother...
That son of yours has been keeping you up, is that
no,
it?
No, no, no. I told my mother-in-law that we were going to call Clear Channel tonight. And she said, what do you mean? Are you on a network? And maybe some listeners have that question in their minds. And this is not a network. This is a 50,000-watt Clear Channel radio station, which beams out its signal all across the country, covering almost every state. And this is just from our transmitters. So it's... That's how far we go on
it's our usual signal, that's right.
Every night we're Clear Channel. It's just that only this night we call Clear Channel listeners.
And we also suspend our regular game so that the money that has been mounting up on whatever regular question we have holds over until tomorrow night. We have special questions for our Clear Channel listeners because they can't be expected to, you know, be fully in tune with our difficult questions for our regular contestants. Let's see, we're calling right now on our first Clear Channel call. By the way, Charlie, there's a card here for you. Well, it's to us, but it mentions you specifically. It's from Mrs. Robert Stevens in Windom, Minnesota, says, congratulations, Charlie and Roxanne Boone. Christopher Michael is a very nice name. Goes on to say, we have a Michael, 15 years old.
We're getting a busy signal.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll go back to that.
I want to remind people, if they have an atlas handy, this is kind of a lot of fun if you have an atlas in your home, or a map of the United States, get it out and follow us as we make these calls. Because we swing right across the country from California to Maine and from Canada right down to Mississippi and Oklahoma. So we're covering the country tonight. Let's try that number again.
All right, give it another whirl. Dee-da-da. And this lady in Windom says, she had a picture taken with you, Charlie. She was a Granny Hormel winner, apparently.
That's right. She was up to the station one day.
Oh. This winter, I'm trying to get a hooked rug or two and a book about early days with 13 brothers and sisters written. That's a full
winter. She won a trip to Las Vegas or somewhere.
She did?
Yeah. Or to Florida or somewhere.
Oh, there we are.
Now we got a...
It's funny how many people have written in to say the spelling word we had that someone spelled correctly the other night, Tizik. They recall from their boyhood days or their childhood days when they were in various spelling bees. Here's one. My younger sister recalled when it was misspelled in a spell down. There's a card from Mrs. Monica Puzwang in Wells, Minnesota. Thank you, Monica. And here's a fellow that says, happened to be in school when there was a spell down. My best friend went down on Tizik. Never forgot it.
Wish I bet he never did.
That's from Mrs. John Doulas in Wells, Minnesota.
We were calling way out west, the Wild Woolly West, but no, we had a busy signal, so now we're calling somewhere in CCO land.
All right.
Hello there. Is this William Miller of Martinsville, Indiana?
Yes, it is.
This is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis.
I'm quite pleased to hear from you.
How are you?
We got the show on.
Yeah, well, you're about 550 air miles from all of us here in the Twin Cities.
It's coming in pretty good and strong tonight.
Well, wonderful. Martinsville, is that near? That's not too far from Indianapolis, right?
We're 30 miles southwest of Indianapolis, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of weather are you having tonight?
Well, it's a beautiful day. It's got up to 56 degrees.
All the snow melted.
Very warm and pleasant. No snow now.
Really? You had a lot of snow there, though, a week or so back, didn't you?
About a week ago Saturday, yeah.
How many inches?
We get about 12 inches of it.
12 inches.
Excuse me, I'm out of breath.
Did you run to the phone?
Yeah.
Dick Chapman's our quiz master, and he wants to talk to you.
Okay, fine. I'd love to talk to him.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Dick.
Where'd you run from?
Well, from the living room where the radio was into the bedroom where the phone is.
I see. Well, that seems like a turned around situation to me, the radio in the living room and the phone in the bedroom.
Well, yeah, we have the phone in the bedroom because my wife works at the hospital.
She
sometimes gets called out at night, it's more convenient for her.
Is she a nurse?
X-ray technician.
Oh, I see. And that's in Martinsville, is it?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Say, by the way, I heard you on Weekend Dimension last night.
Oh, did? Oh, yes.
CBS Radio.
Uh-huh. Did you hear it on CCO or one of the other CBS stations?
On another CBS affiliate, KMOX in St. Louis.
Oh, I see. You're dialing around, huh?
Yeah, I do that for a hobby, just for the heck of it. I enjoy doing that sort of thing.
KMOX happens to be another 50,000 water.
Out of St. Louis,
Clear channel. Yes, sir. Well, you say you're not far from Indianapolis. You can't hear the roar of the speedway, can you, during the big race?
No, we're not quite that close.
I suppose when it does come off, though, that there's a noticeable increase in traffic right through all of Indiana.
Right. The main highway runs right through Martinsville to Indianapolis, so we get it.
Are you a native Indianan or born somewhere else?
No, I was born in Owatonna, Minnesota.
I was just going to say, Bill, I see from your letter that before you started school, your family moved away.
Right. We moved away from Owatonna when I was about 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
I moved to South Bend, Indiana, and then I got married and came down here to Martinsville and finished school at Indiana University.
Oh.
And while my wife worked here in town. Who
do you cheer for when Indiana and the Gophers play?
Well, I'm afraid I have to cheer for Indiana.
It's the alma mater, I know.
Yeah, my affinities are here now, unfortunately. Yeah. But
what did you study in school? What have you turned out to be?
Well, as much as anything else, I guess you might say I'm in geography.
You're still studying, right?
I'm in history right now. Working on a master's degree.
Uh-huh. And the master's degree is in what?
In history.
I see.
And so I'll have an undergraduate degree in geography and a master's in history one of these days, I hope.
Well, it sounds like quite a bit of training. Geography. Now, what do you go into when you're studying geography? I know back in good old grade school days, we just, studied maps and what have you, but you must be into it much deeper than that.
Well, geography is sort of a hodgepodge of everything in the general humanities, a study of culture, a study of politics, a study of populations, urban studies, just about anything you could mention would be covered in the study of geography in the university.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting. It's, as I say, a little bit of everything and not too much of any one thing.
Have you got to the thesis yet?
No, for a master's degree, I don't have to have a thesis, so I'm sort of putting that aside until I get to the point where I might want to go on for a doctorate.
I see. In some cases, I know you don't have to have a thesis for master's. In some other cases, you do. Is your thesis more or less replaced by lab work and that sort of thing?
Well, it's actually replaced by languages and additional coursework.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm studying Czech now, and I've had some Spanish, so...
Studying Czech?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Czechoslovakian, you mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I see.
My special interest in Eastern Europe.
Say something to me in Czechoslovakian.
Well, I'm a little bit rusty.
That sounds like English to me. I don't know why.
Mluvím češtinu trochu, ale nevím mnoho slov. That means I speak Czech a little bit, but I don't know many words.
You know what that sounds like, Bill? I don't know if you've ever done this, but you take a tape recorder and swing it backwards, and it sounds just like that.
Well, that's I thought that at first, too, when I started studying the language, but it becomes quite sensible after you get into it for a while.
And you say you studied Spanish before this, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. That's about all I can remember of my Spanish.
Oh, I can say, ¿qué hora is it?
You're better than I am.
All right. Bill Miller in Martinsville, Indiana, let's give you a chance to win some money from good old CCO. 830 from CCO. We do that very cleverly because that's our location on your radio dial.
Well, I'd love very much to try for it.
All right. Let me see if I can find one here for you with a little Minnesota flavor to it. Here's one. In our region, tourists and natives alike flock to the North Shore during the summertime. Now, the North Shore is the shore of what famous lake?
The North Shore? What about Lake Superior?
That's correct, for $8.30, and you probably remember that. Or
I shouldn't miss it, being a geography major. I would have to shoot myself if I did.
You'd be in trouble.
I couldn't go back to school tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes, for those folks who don't get a chance to visit our territory, you and I know full well that the North Shore of Lake Superior is one of the most scenic drives in the world. And that's why we bring it out, just to promote our state a little bit.
One of these days I hope to go back there, at least for a vacation, because the way my dad talks about the state, why, there's no place else like it.
How long has it been since you were back here?
Well, I think it must have been about 1945 when we left, when I was 5 years old.
Oh, yeah. You remember that little hole that used to be up in the ground there by Hibbing? It's much bigger now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
You know what hole I'm talking about, being
a
geographer.
The big range, the mining.
That's right.
Up there, yeah.
Say, Bill, I just happened to think of it, but you have a name that was, you must have got a lot of kidding during the election this past year.
Right, I sure did, yeah. I couldn't commit myself on my politics, however. I just had to remain neutral and say, well, he's no relative of mine, but if you like him, all right.
Well, Bill Miller of Martinsville, Indiana, it's nice talking to you, and we'll send you $8.30 in the mail.
Well, I was certainly very glad to hear from you, and you've made my day complete now.
Oh, very good. Now hang on while Charlie checks on the address on the private line.
Okay, thank you.
That was Martinsville, Indiana, William G. Miller. One-time Minnesotan, now Indianan, who even cheers for the Hoosiers during a football game involving our Gophers. Well, that's understandable. We'll make another call to another portion of our fine North American continent. And notice I say the North American continent, not just the United States, a little bit later. Why don't you go out and really do it right now? Send today for the folder that tells you how you can join the WCCO Radio Fan in the Stands baseball trip. Randy Merriman is taking all the fans to Florida and Jamaica this time. 4 days of glorious tropical sunshine under the palms, on the coral beaches of the Caribbean, the white sand beach in front of your room on the Atlantic at Fort Lauderdale. You'll get to see our Minnesota Twins and the staff and stars elbow to elbow at the big WCCO Radio Twins Banquet in Miami. And there are dozens more features that you'll enjoy. You can be as lazy or as busy as you want to be. Send your name and address to Fan in the Stands Trip, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul. Or if you want, you can telephone right now. Federal 2-1202, and our red-hot switchboard girl, Martha Olson, will see that Randy's folder gets into the mail to you right away. Fan in the Franistans.
It'd be a nice place to be in the month of March when it gets pretty slushy around here.
Card just came in today, Rob Brown, to our honest-to-goodness thing from Spokane, Washington. I think it came in too late to make this batch of Clear Channel calls. Thank you. John Watson says we enjoy your program. Spokane. Or is it Spokane? No, it's not Spokane.
Hello?
Hello, is this Philip Cohen from Lincoln, Montana?
Yes.
Pretty bad line we've got here, Philip.
Yes, I say.
Yeah, this is honest-to-goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh, yes.
And, Philip, we understand you're at a Lincoln Ranger station at Lincoln, Montana.
Yes, that's right.
Is that high up in the Rockies?
Pardon me?
Is that high up in the Rockies?
Oh, we're just off the Continental Divide, yes.
Uh-huh. You're about 1,000 air miles from where we are, and we're trying to spot Lincoln right now for our friends on the Clear Channel, honest to goodness, who are following this with an atlas. And you're, I see, about northwest of Helena and straight north of Butte.
That's right.
Does that place you, do you work in a ranger station there?
Yes, I do.
Well, fine. Dick Chapman's our quiz master, and he wants to talk to you about that ranger station.
Hi, Phil. How are you tonight?
Just fine.
It's Cowan, is that right?
Pardon me?
The last name is Cowan, is that
That's right?
That's
right, yes, Cowan.
Well, Phil Cowan, what in the world does a ranger do in the middle of the winter? We look upon rangers as kind of guys who patrol the forest and keep them nice and fresh and what have you. What are your job, what does it entail this time of year?
Well, we work on timber sales. We sell timber and they log it all winter, so we have to supervise those.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the rangers take care of the fire problem, too, in the growing season, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have to man one of those big, tall towers occasionally yourself?
Not ourselves. No, we hire temporary people to do that in the summertime.
Yeah, mostly that's college kids, isn't it?
That's right.
Uh-huh. I often thought myself I'd like to take one tour in one of those things. It may get a little lonely, but it's still one of the better jobs to have during the summertime, out in the open and fresh air and what have you. How much timber do you have in your district up there? Is it mostly wooded, or you got some of the badlands in your territory?
No, we have quite a little timber right here. We cut 15 million board feet a year.
15 million?
Yes, 15 million board feet.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's quite a bit. Well, and how? What's the altitude at Lincoln? Do you know the above
it's,
sea level?
4,575 feet right here.
That's pretty near a mile.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, your work takes you on up into the mountains, I suppose. Right on the edge of the Continental Divide. Well, we feature the Laurentian Divide in Minnesota. We got a spot up here that goes both ways, and the Continental Divide puts you on this side of the slope, is it?
No, right. We're on the west side of the slope.
You're on the west side of the slope.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Most people, we get mail from most people who are on the west side of the slope, and you'd think it'd be the other way around, the east side, you know. But by golly, it's not that way. Are you married, Phil?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, we have two little boys.
And they go to school there in Lincoln, do they?
No, they're too little. The oldest one's three.
I see. All right. Well, very good. Let's see if we can give you a chance to win $8.30 of our CCO dough on one of these Clear Channel calls. How about this question? Now, it's very difficult, and you think about it a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Don't jump to any conclusions now. You can get help if you need it. We'll give you a minute in which to look it up, okay?
All right.
Here's the question. What's the capital? What is the capital of the state of Montana?
The capital of the state of Montana?
Yes.
Well, that's Helena.
All right. Somehow I knew you'd know that, but I thought we'd ask you anyway.
I was going to ask you, Phil, what's the temperature right now in Lincoln, Montana? I know you get some pretty cold temperatures.
It's right around 20 degrees right now. We have some pretty bad extremes in the winter. It gets down pretty cold sometimes, but usually it's pretty good.
What's the coldest can you
usually
remember?
Usually we're warmer than Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Usually, most of the time.
Uh-huh.
How about snow?
When it gets cold, it gets real cold.
Yeah, how about snow? Have you got much this year?
We've measured about 40 inches here so far this winter.
40?
Well, we don't have that much on the ground right now. We've had
lots
of rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't get involved in any of the slides and some of the real problems they had with the flooding, did you? Not that far.
No, we haven't had any trouble like that yet.
I see. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, up in Oregon and back in California and so forth.
Uh-huh. We had a flood here last spring, though.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, okay, Phil, we'll send you that $8.30 check in the mail, and honest to goodness, it was nice talking to Montana tonight.
Well, all right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Here's Charlie. He wants to check on the address.
All right.
Philip Cowan at a ranger station in Lincoln, Montana. Won himself $8.30. Okay, we got more calls to make. I don't know which way we're going this next time. Maybe west, maybe south, maybe north, maybe east. If you'd like to get in on our Clear Channel shows, you folks listening from great distances, you might want to write us for our next Clear Channel show, which will be 2 weeks away. And you can send your card to Honest to Goodness Clear Channel Show, care of WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul. Minneapolis or St. Paul. Now, we say Clear Channel Show in order to separate the regular mail from the Clear Channel mail. We'll place another call in just a minute.
Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips. Eat them all alone or dunk them in dips. They're so much tastier than any other chips. Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch potato chips taste better than the rest because they are made the best. Old Dutch chips are made from specially grown chipping potatoes. For cooking the chips, Old Dutch uses only the purest vegetable oil and quick cooks them for perfect crispness. Then Old Dutch chips are heat sealed in special moisture-proof packaging. When you open that package, boy, the good fresh flavor of Old Dutch tells you These are the best potato chips. Treat your family right. Treat them to Old Dutch potato chips. After school, in the evening, anytime. Everybody enjoys Old Dutch potato chips because they taste so good. Got a card from Jim Headley. Remember when we talked to young Jim Headley? And he says, I'd like to play on Honest to Goodness again. Incidentally, I got five more kids to listen to HTG. And then it says, P.S., do not feel obligated because of my father's job.
That's cute.
Jim's dad happens to work for Midwest Radio and Television. And he says, don't let that disqualify me. We got a big full letter from Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Here's the card of the individual that we're phoning right now, if we can get through to him.
All right. Very good. Oh, calling the West Coast.
It's interesting to note that many, many of our Clear Channel listeners are former Minnesota residents who have lived here in our CCO land, which, of course, now Clear Channel, CCO land covers coast to coast, but they've lived right here in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. Trying to get a call through now.
Is it ringing?
No, nothing's happening. I'm going to try it again.
Got a card, got a whole envelope full of stuff from Flin Flon, Manitoba, and a picture of George Einerson. So now we know what George Einerson looked like, but on two separate nights we never got to talk to him. That was when it was 34 below or something like that?
That was before he got the frost.
Does he look frostbitten?
Yeah, he doesn't look frostbitten at all.
It says on the back, George Einerson, 27 Grandview Street, Flin Flon, Manitoba, 18 years old, all 6 feet, 180 pounds of him. He's a strapping young high schooler, and they sent us a picture of the town, a color aerial view of Flin Flon.
Shows where Einer works.
Yeah, here's a picture of the mine, the shaft, you know, the North Main.
Hello,
shaft.
Is this Laura Butler Owens of Glendale, California?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling you from St. Paul of Minneapolis.
Oh, well, how do you do?
How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Can you hear us all right?
Just fine.
Well, good. We can hear you just like your next door.
Well, that's the way you sound.
Well, Dick Chapman, our quizmaster's here, and wants to talk to you. You're, a former Minneapolitan, is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
I wonder why it is that so many Californians are former Minneapolitans. Go ahead.
That's what I wonder, too.
Why do they all go to California?
Well, I don't know. I guess because they like the sunshine and a little more sunshine and the warm weather. But to me, I think that you have the ideal right there.
Well, don't
really?
You must miss the lakes and the seasons.
Oh, you know, there isn't anything like it.
Well, you live in Glendale. That's close to Los Angeles, right?
Yes, and it's about 18 miles from the beach. Like if you drive out to Lake Minnetonka, about that distance, you know.
18 miles to the beach.
Only 2 miles of more traffic.
Yes, well, you got a freeway going out there anyway.
Yes, but they haven't got one going direct yet.
I see.
The harbor doesn't run out yet. Mm-hmm. But in time, we'll be able to perhaps drive to the ocean in comfort.
How long have you lived in California, Laura?
Since 32.
Oh, well, gee, you're practically a native then.
Yes, but I come back quite often. I have to come back and see the autumn foliage. I miss that season. It's such a beautiful time of year.
It was very good this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yes.
One of the most beautiful falls we've ever had this past year.
Is that right?
Yes, it was, in color, and it was the longest fall, one of the longest falls.
Oh,
it was just gorgeous.
I'd love to have been there. Well, I'll be back next year, I think.
You know, a lot depends on just how the moisture falls in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Northwest.
Yes.
During the fall. If it's a dry fall, well, your colors don't seem as bright. But
well,
we had things.
What makes the difference, huh?
Yeah, we had things just right this year, and I know on one occasion I drove from the Twin Cities to La Crosse. That's, you know, down the Mississippi.
Yes.
And gee, that's a pretty drive. And I was there
Where was it?
Beg pardon?
The McLeod, you say?
No, to La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, La Crosse, yes.
So it takes you down through Red Wing and.
Yes, I have taken that. That's the most beautiful drive, but that's some time ago, see.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow. When you lived in Minneapolis, where did you live?
53rd and Aldridge. It was called my dad's and grandparents where he was an early settler there. 1856, I think the Butlers came there. Henry Clay Butler. You had it written up in your centennial number, and I received the book about his history, early settler there. And all south of Minnehaha Parkway, that boulevard, in the Butler's Brookside Edition, was my family's estate.
Well, I see. Yes.
Ran from Lindale to Humboldt to Penn Avenue.
That was a big chunk of land.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you'd like to own it now, wouldn't you?
And he gave that strip that makes Minnehaha Parkway to improve his property, my grandfather Butler.
I'll be doggone.
It's been very interesting.
Yes, 1856 would have been a very early pioneer family because statehood didn't come.
Yeah, they came from Maine, I think.
Uh-huh. Statehood didn't come until 58, so it was 2 years before statehood, and we were still a territory at that time.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, Miss Butler, let's see if we can stump you on one of these questions. You've noticed maybe how difficult they are. We ask questions on the Clear Channel show to kind of help promote our little area. And I've got one here. Let's see if you can answer it for $8.30. The 830 stands for our spot on the radio dial. I won't ask you a sports question, although I have some here. Let's see, what else do I have? How about this one? One of Minnesota's largest firms is frequently called the 3M Company. Now, the question is, what do the 3Ms stand for? Have you heard of the 3M Company?
Well, firm area, huh?
No.
Minnesota
firms. One of Minnesota's largest companies, largest firms, businesses, is frequently called the 3M Company. And I want you to tell me what those 3Ms stand for.
No, I don't think I have ever heard that since I was there. I know the Minnesota Mining.
You're on the right track.
And manufacturing.
That's right.
That's right.
Is it?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
That's
3M.
Well, that's
3M,
good.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. That's what it probably was called when you were here. And
yes.
Now more people refer to it more often as the 3M Company rather than Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
They make Scotch tape.
I enjoy reading and hearing about them.
Yes, very good. Scotch tape, why, they make all kinds of things, John.
That's one of their most famous products.
Yes,
of course,
you know,
they make all kinds of things. All the reflective products we see on signs, the sheeting and...
Their colorings and...
Millions of things.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wish you'd give our regards to the Suttons in Pasadena. They are some CCO land people who now are connected with the radio station there in Los
What's
Angeles.
What's your name?
Suttons. S-U-T-T-O-N. Bob Sutton and his wife, Ramona.
Bob Sutton and Ramona?
And if you may remember, Ramona Gerhardt. Now, let's see, 1932? No, that, you were gone, I think, to California.
I've heard of her, yeah.
Yes, she's a very famous musician from these parts.
Yes.
They are now Californians, but they're frequently back here, too.
Oh, are they?
Yes, and we have a lot of other friends.
Bob Sutton?
Bob Sutton, I believe, is the manager of KNX. Is that right?
The CBS station in Los Angeles,
That's
yes.
That's right.
Oh, well, look at my family. We've got to know him then.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Butler, and Mrs. Owens. I don't want to get the wrong names. Mrs. Owens, and now hang on while Charlie Boone double-checks on the address, will you?
Yes.
We'll send you your $8.30 winnings in the mail.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It was so interesting and so nice.
Okay.
Before we hang up, Mrs. Owens, so many people are interested to know, you had a heat wave out there. We were wondering if it's warm there tonight.
No, it isn't. It's going to be about 54 tonight.
For a low, you mean?
65 has been high today.
Wow.
I guess it got up maybe 68 or something, but it was only supposed to have been 65.
Gee, that's kind of tough to take.
It was a real cold wind last night, just like in Minneapolis and the wind in wintertime.
That seems funny, the residents of this part of the country, of course.
Yeah, it was so penetrating and cold, we just about froze out last night.
Thank you.
We bleed for you. Well, thank you, Mrs. Owens. Nice to talk to you.
And thank you for calling me. I enjoyed hearing from you so much.
Very good. Laura Butler Owens, one-time Minneapolitan, now Glendale, California. Well, we're just spreading $8.30 checks all over the country, that's for sure. What is our temperature? We've got a rundown we've got going now. Let's see. We had 54 in Los Angeles, 20 in Lincoln, Montana. Martinsville, Indiana, was ranged today between 56 and 30. Very mild, he said there. 45 this evening in Martinsville, Indiana. We have some other places we'll look into a little bit later. It's 1 minute before 9 Central Standard Time, and that's 1 minute before 9 Nash's Coffee Time. You'll love the new Nash's Coffee, now featured at a special low price at Kroger Food Stores in good old CCO land. The letter we got from Flin Flon was from Mrs. Einerson, because we talked to her the second night when we called back to find out whether George made it in that cold, cold night. And I didn't get a chance to read the whole letter before the show, but it starts out and said, "There's no wind this morning and only 22 below at 6:30 in the morning. It's going to be a lovely day. Emma walked to kindergarten this morning, so I donned my walking clothes to accompany her."
How about that?
She says she's got a rule. If it's colder than 25 below, they take a taxi. Very good.
It's 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. This is your good neighbor to the Northwest with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Wilma Gibson of Morgantown, West Virginia?
She's here. I'll call her.
Would you please? We're calling Morgantown, West Virginia, which is just south of Pittsburgh, and that's about 775 miles away from the Twin Cities, from Glendale, California, all the way to West Virginia. And Wilma's coming to the phone now.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Wilma?
Yes?
This is Honest to Goodness calling you from the Twin Cities.
Yes?
From WCCO Radio, and how are you tonight?
Fine.
How's the weather there?
It's about medium. It's about 30.
About 30, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Dick Chapman's our quizmaster, and he wants to talk to you, and he has a question worth some money.
Hello, Wilma.
Hello.
It's about 24 here. That's about the same, huh?
Just about.
I'd like to know roughly where Morgantown is with relation to the rest of the East Coast here. Can you tell me?
Well, it's about 50 miles from Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
You're just over the line, aren't you? From Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we live about 2 miles from Pennsylvania line.
Uh-huh. So that puts you inland from the coast quite a ways.
Yes, it does. We're about 200 miles from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
You're about directly east of Washington, D.C., directly west of Washington, D.C., yeah.
I see.
Are you in the hills there?
Yes.
It's beautiful country, I know, West Virginia. Beautiful hills and all.
I had a friend from West Virginia. He told me they used to hunt bear and deer and everything else in the hills of the mountains there, West Virginia mountains. Is that true in your territory?
Yes.
Wilma, are you...
They do a lot of that around here.
I beg your pardon?
They do a lot of that around here.
You don't, though. Not yourself, personally.
No.
Are you a high school girl?
No, I'm out of high school now.
I bet you're not very long out of high school.
Well, 2 years.
2 years? The reason I say that is you sound very young. Are you working?
Yes. I work for Murphy's.
Murphy's?
I do merchandise work.
Uh-huh.
Book work.
Murphy's a department store?
It's a chain store.
Mm-hmm.
They have them all around the country.
Yeah. How is it you happened to cross WCCO on your radio?
I was just fooling with the dial.
Just fooling with the dial and everywhere, Johnny. That's the story of your life. Well, do you get us in the evening or what?
Well, in the morning we get you pretty good, and in the evening it comes in clear, especially if it's cold, you know.
Uh-huh. How early? Let's see now. You're 1 hour different from us. It must be just after 10 o'clock there.
A few minutes after 10 here.
Uh-huh. So how early in the morning do you get us? Around 7 your time?
Yes.
That'd be 6
six
our
or
time.
7.
So you hear that Nutty Maynard Spies and Roger Erickson, I guess.
Yes.
Those guys that sing the songs and carry on and raise Cain, yeah. Well,
I take some of your jokes and tell them, and people get a kick out of them.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
I bet they go over better in West Virginia than they do in Minnesota. Well, okay.
They get everywhere.
Okay, Wilma, let's give you a chance to win some money. $8.30, and I'll try and go easy on you, okay?
Okay.
You know very much about sports?
Well, more of historical.
Historical stuff. All right, let's try this one here. I haven't got a historical question, but I'll give you one I think you can answer, okay? If someone handed you a great northern pike, would you drive it into the rocks or cook it?
Cook it.
Well, you're supposed to wait a little bit and, you know, and think it over. Yes, you know what a great northern pike is?
It's a fish.
That's right. You don't have great northern pike, though, in West Virginia, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's a famous Minnesota fish, one of our famous fighting fish here. And I thought it was a clever play on words, Charlie. I didn't, you know, you don't think it was so funny, huh?
I don't know. What kind of fish do they have there, Wilma?
Oh, they have catfish and...
Catfish?
Yeah, and they have...
I bet you have trout, too.
Yeah, trout.
A lot of nice streams in West Virginia.
Catfish is one of my old favorites. I used to go catfishing in Missouri all the time.
They do a lot of trout fishing around here.
Uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, you say the word fish very much like my relatives and friends in southern Missouri. There's a certain pronunciation that comes there, and it's kind of like fish. Say fish for us.
See what I mean, huh? Thank you, Wilma. We're going to send you $8.30 because you knew what a great northern pike was, and we'll send it in the mail, but Charlie Boone wants to double-check your address on the private telephone. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Wilma Gibson, Morgantown, West Virginia. And that question didn't fool anybody. You know, a pike is sometimes a thing that you stick in the ground, right?
Yes, pay attention. I may ask questions later. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, you know? Calling California and West Virginia and Indiana and Montana, and here we go again.
Call the other one, quick.
Where do we go now?
I don't know.
Maybe north.
Maybe south.
Maybe south.
Maybe east. Maybe west. Who knows what evil lurks? No, that's the wrong show.
That's the wrong show.
Got some more cards and letters here that I didn't get a chance to go through. I'm remiss in my duty. And, oh, here's one that's very interesting.
You are derelict.
Derelict in my duty.
You are remiss, too.
Dear Dick and Charlie, thank you for calling, but did I ever get the raspberries when I went to school? This is somebody that missed on the word tizzics. He says, everybody gave me the raspberries, including some teachers. Man, everybody must have been listening to Honest to Goodness, and what a show. Every time I turned around at school, people were asking me how to pronounce and spell tizzic. When my dad went to work the next day, he also got the raspberries. That night that you called a friend of mine, just turned on the radio and heard my name, he quickly looked up the word and ran 4 blocks to tell me he was about 30 seconds late. Tell Charlie I'm sorry for forgetting our zip code, but at the time I was the farthest thing from my mind. That's from Len. Len, you remember how we pronounced that, Charlie? Cessnahaus, wasn't it? Cessnahaus in Prescott, Wisconsin. Young fella who was going to buy a shotgun.
Oh, I remember that. Sure.
If he won, which he didn't.
Right. The number I was calling is busy, so...
So where are you calling?
I'm calling the next one.
Okay, very good.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ordell H. Anderson of Bethel, Maine?
Right.
Well, good to hear your voice. This is Honest to Goodness calling all the way from the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis on WCCO Radio.
Well, what do you know?
Well, how you doing? That's one of my favorite states.
Is that right?
Right. I was born in Vermont, lived in Connecticut, and know Aroostook County, Maine, and was stationed in Bangor for a while, so that part of the country I know pretty well.
Oh, is that right?
Is it cold there? I know you got a lot of cold weather.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been cold today.
How much snow you got?
Oh, we got a storm over the weekend of about 6 to 8 inches.
I thought so.
But the skiing is all good through this area now.
Well, you had a little trouble at first, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know the ski resorts were really hurting for a while.
That's right.
Yeah, and all the planes were grounded over the weekend, I know. Here's Dick Chapman, our quizmaster. He's got a question for you and some money, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi. Ordell it is, huh?
Yeah.
Bethel, Maine is in the southern part of Maine?
Well, it's in the southwestern part.
Uh-huh.
You're just above Portland, aren't you?
It's about 20 miles from the New Hampshire border.
I see. Very good. And that is ski country, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, we're kind of new, not real new, but we're much newer to the skiing game in this part of the country than Maine is, of course. But we're
right here in Bethel, we have a big ski resort, the Sunday River Skiway.
Sunday River Skiway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I suppose that's got a lot of runs and draws quite a number of people, huh?
Oh, yes, from all over this area.
Well, the fine winter art of skiing is growing leaps and bounds in Minnesota and Wisconsin and our territory.
Yeah.
And we think that probably we can follow your lead there in Maine.
I hope so. It's a good sport.
Mm-hmm. Say, so, you know, why don't you have some kind of an accent? What kind of accent are you supposed to have in Maine, Charlie?
Sorry. Well, I don't have that accent because I'm not a native, but although I've lived here 37 years.
You're not a native, but you lived there 37 years.
Yep.
Where are you from, Ordell?
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, now isn't that something? You'd be surprised how many folks we find from Minnesota who are calling in on the Honest to Goodness Clear Channel show.
That's right.
Whereabouts in Minnesota?
Well, I was born in a little town named Hazel Run. And I moved to South Dakota, Watertown, South Dakota, and then I came back to St. Cloud.
St. Cloud, uh-huh.
And I graduated from St. Cloud State College.
The Granite City,
right.
Right.
Well, how did you happen to get to Bethel, Maine?
Oh, I got it. I got this job through the Albert Teachers Agency in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, are you a teacher?
I'm a teacher and athletic director in a private school here.
I see.
What's the name of the school, Ordell?
Gould Academy.
Gould?
G-O-U-L-D, Gould Academy.
Uh-huh. Is that a prep school or what?
Well, it isn't really a prep school. It's a private high school.
I see.
Yeah.
And you're athletic director. How's your teams doing this year?
Well, we had some real fine fall teams, and the winter teams are only fair.
In other words, your football team did good.
It did a good job, mm-hmm. Yeah. And our cross-country team was the winner of two area meets, and they were runners-up at the state meet.
Mm-hmm. Now, your winter sports in Maine, I know you've got basketball, but what else do you do in the wintertime?
We have the ski team, of course.
I see. Now, we don't have this sort of thing in Minnesota.
Oh,
because,
is that
right? As I say, we're new to the ski game, and you must have cross-country and jumping. Is that it?
Cross-country and jumping and slalom and downhill.
Uh-huh. Gee, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well.
So, the reason I happened to send that letter to you fellas is that an uncle of mine, Levi Thompson, that lives on a farm shortly out of Hazel Run, wrote to me and asked me to do this.
I see.
And he said he wanted to hear my voice. I only hope now he's listening.
Well, he probably is. You know, we're having trouble finding Hazel Run on the map here.
Well, I'll tell you where it is.
All right.
It's near Granite Falls and Clarkfield.
I see, right, yes, in western Minnesota.
It probably wouldn't be on the map anymore. There isn't much left of it.
Okay. Well, let's give you a chance to win $8.30. You ready?
Okay.
You're an athletic director. I'm going to give you a sports question. Here it is. Quarterback Francis Tarkenton scrambles better than most eggs. Which team does he play for in the National Football League?
The Minnesota Vikings.
You are absolutely right for $8.30 from CCO all the way to Bethel, Maine.
Hooray!
Okay.
Hooray, it's certainly been nice talking to you.
How cold is it, Ordell?
What is it?
How cold is it? We want to know because...
Right now it's only 24 above.
Well, you're the same as we are.
Yeah, it's a mild evening.
Wouldn't you say your weather approximates that of Minnesota?
Well, I think the average temperature in Minnesota in the wintertime is lower than ours, and I think the average temperature in the summertime is quite a little bit higher.
That could be. I notice you're very close. You're close enough to the shoreline there to catch the, the Gulf Coast, the Gulf Stream
the
that
Gulf
comes
Street.
Up. Uh-huh. And we're
you
out
see,
here in the middle.
We're only about 70 miles from Portland.
Yes.
Oh, you have some of those B&M baked beans. We talk about those up here.
That's right. They're very popular around here, too.
But looking on the map, you must be on about the same latitude, or is that longitude? Which is up and down?
We're just about on the same latitude as St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Yeah, between St. Cloud and Duluth, right. Uh-huh. Yes. Well, it's very nice talking to you in Bethel, Maine, and will you hang on now while Charlie double-checks on your address?
Okay.
You betcha. Ordell H. Anderson, another ex-Minnesotan, now living in Bethel, Maine, won himself $8.30. Well, we'll place another call in just a moment. I want to talk to you about Gift House Stamps, which we feature as one of our fine sponsors on Honest to Goodness. I realize that folks in Bethel, Maine probably do not deal in Gift House Stamps, nor do they in Lincoln, Montana, or Glendale, California, but in much of CCO land they do. And a lot of folks have learned to do their gift shopping the easy way by saving Gift House Stamps. All you have to do is shop at the merchants that give Gift House Stamps, pick up the Gift House catalog, select the gift you want, and that's all there is to it. You'll notice in that Gift House catalog that only top-quality brand-name merchandise is listed because they were sure to pick only the best when they put the catalog together. You can do all your shopping at merchants displaying the Gift House stamp sign, and you'll find if you do that, that you'll do all your gift shopping with the Gift House stamp catalog or at the Gift House Stamp Redemption Center. $8.30, we're going to try to spread from coast to coast again here on Honest to Goodness. Next call is being placed to where, I don't know, until Charlie tells me. You Scott? Didn't like that question about the Great Northern Pike, huh?
No, I think that's very clever.
Wait till you see the next one.
I noticed these are. You must have spent a lot of time on this.
We got a call from a fella in a motel room in Oklahoma City.
Hello.
Hey.
Is this Billy Ray?
Yes, it is.
Well, Billy Ray from... I'm trying to figure out this name. Senatobia. Is that right?
Yes.
Senatobia, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, this is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio. Well, Billy Ray, how do you spell that?
My last name.
Yeah.
It's R-O-D-M-A-N.
Oh, Rodman.
Rodman, right.
Very good. And Billy Ray, we got some money for you, and our quizmaster Dick Chapman is going to talk to you right now.
All right.
Hello, Billy Ray.
Hey.
How do you spell that Senatobia is what I want to know.
S-E-N-A-T-O-B-I-A.
Now, where in the world is Senatobia? North or south?
It's about 50 miles south of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah.
Northern Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
You're
Northwest
a northerner.
Mississippi.
You're a northerner.
Yes, sir.
North
Mississippi, that
is. I was going to say, it puts you pretty close to Arkansas, too, doesn't it?
It's just right across the river.
Uh-huh.
Not too awfully far.
Billy Ray, let me ask you, what do you do? Do you go to school? Do you work or what?
I work for Auto Parts Place here in Senatobia.
Uh-huh.
I'm an inventory clerk.
I see. And are you married? You got a wife and family?
No, sir. I live with my mother and father.
I see. Well, very good. How's the weather in Mississippi at this time of the evening?
Well, it's been a little warm today. It was up in the 60s this afternoon for a while, and it's going down, I think they said, about 30 or 35 tonight. So
that gets 30. Pretty cold in Mississippi.
Yeah. Oh, some. Yes, sir.
My golly, that does sound pretty cold, 30, 35 tonight.
It's not as cold as up there, though, I don't think.
Well, now, you'd be surprised what temperature we got right now.
Oh, it how much is it?
It happens to be 24 degrees at this
Good
moment.
Good gracious. It doesn't seem possible.
Well, it has been colder, but it just happens to be that right now.
Uh-huh.
What's often do you listen, Billy Ray?
I've been listening, I guess, for about a month or something like that. I just happened to be turning the dial on the radio one night and found out that y'all won.
How we come in?
You found out what?
I didn't understand.
I didn't understand you. You said you found out what?
I said I was turning the dial on the radio one night and I just happened to catch y'all and I got interested in the program.
I see.
Just kept listening.
Gee, I haven't heard anybody say y'all since I left Missouri. You know that?
Sir?
I say I haven't heard anybody say y'all since I left Missouri.
How we coming in, Billy Ray?
Just fine. I get you on my portable. I have a 6-transistor portable that
That's
I get you
good.
On real well on. Then every once in a while I get you on a big one. I'm listening to you tonight on the big one. You were having trouble. Louisville, Kentucky was trying to butt in tonight.
Well, you tell those people in Louisville to keep out of this.
Yes, sir. That's at WHAS. I know. They're always trying to butt in occasionally.
Yes, sir.
We do the same thing to them, I'm afraid, elsewhere. Well, okay, Billy Ray, here's a chance to win. That's how it rhymes. Okay, Billy Ray.
Yes,
This, by golly, is worth $8.30 in CCO dough. And let's see if I can find a question that I figure you can answer with ease here.
All right.
You a baseball fan?
Sometimes, yes, sir.
All right, let's try this one. Cuban curveballer Camilo Pascual is said to have the best curveball in baseball. Which American League team does he pitch for?
Does he play for the Twins?
Yeah, and where are they from?
They're from Minnesota.
You bet they are, Billy Ray, and he does pitch for the Twins, and you won yourself $8.30 in CCO dough.
So, I sure use it.
Billy Ray, have you ever been up here to Minnesota?
No, sir. About the only states I've ever been in are Tennessee and Arkansas and Mississippi and Louisiana, just my neighboring states.
Well, you'll have to get up here sometime.
Oh, I wish I could. It sounds wonderful up in there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it is.
Got those beautiful lakes and pine trees. And.
Oh, yeah. I've heard so much about the lakes.
Well, very That's good. Go ahead. Go ahead, Billy Ray.
I was just going to say that was the place where they got all the lakes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we got over 10,000 of them.
We got all of them. I'll tell you that. Well, you all right again, will you?
All right, sure will.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank
Hang
you.
On while Charlie double-checks the address.
Okay.
You betcha. Now, there's a real Southern drawl. Billy Ray Rodman in Senatobia, Mississippi. That's in North Mississippi, he says. Well, we'll try another call in a minute here. Let's see. I got to find my place on the score sheet here. $8.30 to Billy Ray. Billy Ray won $8.30.
Confederate money.
And did I finish with... Oh, I was going to tell you, we got a call, Charlie, from a guy in a motel room in... Gee, I picked up that accent already.
What's the matter with you?
Well, we got this call from this guy in Clinton, Oklahoma. That's south of Oklahoma City. And he says, Wally Borchardt, he's listening in his motel room and called us long distance just to say he enjoys the show. You get people interested in Coast to Coast Clear Channel Radio, and they kind of flock together, you know that? You're right. You can't hire talent like that. We could run our own little country western show here with Billy Ray, I think. Where are you calling this time?
I'm going way up north.
Way up north this time. All right. Where? I still don't see what sheet you're on here. Very good. Say, I got a question.
We were in northern Mississippi, and now we're going really north. So everybody got their atlas, and we'll see if we can get through now to... Oh, by golly, I think that line is busy.
Where were you calling?
Lois is calling again. Huh? I'm calling Cordova, Manitoba.
Well, all right.
Way up north, about 500 miles. And maybe we can call another one here up north.
Try one,
We'll try another one in Manitoba.
Okay.
We got a lot of Manitoba listeners.
Oh, yes, and also Saskatchewan. Well, Flin Flon, where we got that nice letter from, is right on the border between Manitoba and Saskatchewan. I was reading on through here from this nice letter from Kay Einerson, and I never got a chance to read it all before we went on the air, but she says that she has sons that are... Oops.
Everybody's on the phone tonight. Everybody's on the phone to Manitoba.
Oh, really?
I bet they're calling each other.
It's a cold night. It must
be. Probably saying, listen in.
Well, I'll try another one here, Charlie, in the meantime. We're running shy on time. If you would like to get in on the action on our Clear Channel calls, we understand now that the next Clear Channel show will be February 8th, and that is another Monday night, 2 weeks from tonight, but it will not be starting at 8:30 because of a special broadcast we have. It'll be a 9 o'clock show, our regular 9 o'clock time, but it'll still be Clear Channel on February 8th, 2 weeks from tonight. So send your card and mark it Clear Channel Show to Honest to Goodness, care of WCCO Radio, St. Paul or Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Going to call our Canadian friends once again, and this time to... Hello, is this Mrs. D.M. McLean?
That's right.
Of St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada.
That's right.
Well, this is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
How are you tonight?
Just dandy.
Well, is it warm where you are?
About 32 above.
About 32?
Uh-huh. Well, we had lots of snow.
Uh-huh. How much snow did you have?
Well, just over the weekend, we must have had about 10 inches.
Wow.
Whee, 10 inches.
And a nice crust of snow on top of it.
I bet you have that. Dick Chapman's our quizmaster, wants to talk to you.
Hi, Mrs. McLean.
Yes?
Where is St. Catharines?
Yes, St. Catharines. That's about 12 miles this side of Niagara Falls.
Oh, you're
And about 35 miles from Buffalo.
I see. You're very close to the falls, then.
Oh, yes, we are.
That makes you a kind of a tourist town, then, doesn't it? A
That's
resort
right.
town. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Gee, I've never been into that part
St.
of...
St. Catharines is about 80,000.
80,000? That's a good-sized community.
Well, that's the... suburb, too, you know.
I see. Ms. McLean, are you a native Canadian?
No, I was born in Stephen, Minnesota.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that. Now, what was the town again? I didn't hear it.
Stevens,
Minnesota.
Near Cookston and Landforks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Right in the Red River Valley.
That's right.
How long ago did you leave the Red River Valley?
Oh, I've been away from there for about 35 years.
35 years. Did
That's
you...
right.
Is your...
I was back home last fall. I believe I said that in a note I sent along.
Uh-huh. I don't have your letter here, but I... Uh-huh. Just the name and address, and I understand. Is Mr. McLean a Canadian, or...
No, I'm a widow.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
But I have four sons. Two of them work at General Motors. One of them is an accountant in Toronto, and another one works as a chemist with Barnes Wines.
Uh-huh. I see. St. Catharines with 10 inches of snow and 32, it must be that nice soft stuff, too,
Oh,
huh?
We're supposed to be in the banana belt here, you know.
Uh-huh. And you really got plastered here over the weekend.
A lot of white bananas.
Yes. Well, do they play much hockey up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, we have hockey here every Wednesday and Saturday night. That's Toronto, you know, the Maple Leaf Garden.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, St. Catharines have their own team.
You mean St. Catharines? You mean the high school, the college?
No. It's
a community team.
Yes.
I see. Yes, that's right. It's kind of like softball teams in our neck of the woods. Every town has got a softball team that plays all summer long.
That's right.
And you Canadians have your community hockey team.
Although,
and I guess that
mind
gets...
you, some of our boys have gone on. I believe some of them are playing in Chicago. Makita?
Yes, uh-huh.
He's a St. Catharines boy.
I see. Yeah, with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you get pretty heated at some of those hockey games, doesn't it?
Oh, do we ever.
Yeah. Who's your big rival, St. Catharines? Who do they always tussle with the biggest?
Well, there's a place around here called Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I've heard of Kitchener, yes.
Yes. And St. Thomas. Let me see now.
Well, I'll tell you this. You being a Minnesotan, you'll be happy to know that your Gophers won a basketball game tonight.
Well, good for them.
We beat Purdue 85-81.
Well, isn't that something?
Let's see if I can award you $8.30 from CCO by asking you one of our typical Minnesota questions. Ready?
As ready as I can be.
Okay, now don't laugh at this. We just talked about hockey, and I got a clever question here I'm going to try out on you. People in CCO land often refer to a musk-a-lunge. Now, a musk-a-lunge is a special movement of the body executed by hockey players. True or false?
Musk-a-lunge, isn't that a fish?
I couldn't fool you, I guess. Besides, I never saw a goalie do a musk-a-lunge out there. Yes,
well,
you're
I
right.
I know they make some funny movements.
Well, you're right. It's not a movement of the body. It's a fish, a very famous fish from our territory, and I think Canadians have muskies, musk-a-lunges that they could be proud of, too. Well, very good. We can send you the $8.30, and honest to goodness, it was nice talking to you.
Well, it certainly was. And wait till I write my brother in St. Paul and tell him all about that.
Well, he's probably listening.
He lives on Watson.
He lives on
Watson Avenue, Watson Street.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Tony Carpenter.
Tony Carpenter in St.
Uh-huh.
Paul. Well, I bet he's listening.
I hope he is.
Thank you for talking with us.
Okay,
now,
well,
don't
thanks very much for calling.
You betcha. Don't hang up here. Charlie wants to double-check the address. Okay? Very good. St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, Mrs. D.M. McLean. I don't know whether we've got time for another call or not. We might give it a quick hurry try there, Charlie. I know we intended to call such places as... why don't you try that one right in a hurry there, Charlie? Where was it? Here. I've got it. That one. Huh?
All right.
Okay. See if you can get it in a hurry. I won't say where until we find out whether we get it or not. But we meant to call, as you know, Manitoba. We missed on that call. Gonna call Colorado Springs. Didn't have time. Bakersfield, California. Didn't reach that one. Ithaca, New York. No, we should have called there. Well, we were pretty close when we called Mrs. McLean in St. Catharines. Chicago, we were going to call. Napa, California. Too bad. We should have called
there.
That's
the wine country.
That's where they make the wine, yes.
In fact, the Charles Krug Wine Company was started by Minnesotans.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doggone. Well, you winos know all about that. I don't know.
Rob says, how come I know so much about wine?
Louisville, Kentucky, we were going to call. Norman, Oklahoma, home of the University of Oklahoma, we were going to call. Uh-oh. Well, 2 minutes. You want to try Napa, California?
Okay.
Or...
Now everybody will call Napa, California.
Well, how can they do that? They don't have the number, and I do. I thought my musk-a-lunge question was pretty clever. And it didn't fool anybody. It's 24 degrees in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and let me look at some of the weather we've found. Extremely mild all across the country. Indiana had 45, Lincoln, Montana, 20 degrees. That was the coldest we found in our calling. Glendale, California had 54, was 30 at Morgantown, West Virginia, 24 in Bethel, Maine, identical to the Twin City temperature. Senatobia, Mississippi had 30, no, they were going down to 35? Can't believe that. It was in the 60s. This afternoon at Senatobia. St. Catharines, Ontario, 10 inches of new snow and 32 degrees. No luck?
Hello, Mrs. George Vercota?
Yes?
Of Napa, California. This is honest to goodness, WCCO Radio calling you on Clear Channel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, how are you? We've only got about a minute and a half left, so we have to hurry, and Dick Chapman's our quiz master, and he wants to talk to you.
Turn on the lights.
What? Turn on the lights. What did you say?
I told my husband to turn on the light here. I'm kind of in the dark.
It's only 7:30 there.
Yes, it is.
Well, it shouldn't be dark yet, should it? I guess
well,
it is.
Well, I just happen to be in the dark part of the room.
I see.
You're in wine country, aren't you?
That's true. Napa Valley is very famous for their wines.
Yeah, Charlie Boone is a famous wine connoisseur, too.
Oh, yes, famous wino.
No, that's the Napa Valley. Is that what they call it?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
Christian Brothers Winery.
Uh-huh. There's one commercial.
It's very famous throughout the United States.
Yes. I was just telling him Charles Krug was founded by a Minnesotan.
Charles Krug?
Uh-huh.
It could be.
That's
they're right,
right
across the highway from the Christian Brothers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah? Okay, there's another one. Well, Mrs. Verkota, there it is, Mrs. Verkota. Now, there's an unusual name. What nationality is that?
It originates as a Bohemian name.
Uh-huh. Are you a native Californian?
No, we've been here about 24 years.
Where'd you come from?
My husband came from Lakefield, and I was born and raised at Redwood Falls in Minnesota.
How you Minnesotans that? Are loyal, I'll say that. You keep tuned to CCO to find out what things are doing in the old home country.
That's true.
Well, let me try a question on you and see if you can win $8.30. I hate to hurry it up, but by golly, we're running out of time. Here's the question. Ready?
Yes.
If you were to participate in a game of curling, would you most likely use a comb, a hairspray, or a broom? You know what curling is? That's a game. Now, I want you to pick one.
Well, I thought curling had to do with what is curling in sport.
She's going to get it.
I thought it was a sport.
It is, and we want to know what you would use, a comb, a hairspray, or a broom.
What would you use, a comb, a hairspray, or a broom to curl?
Asking her husband, I think.
I know they do quite a bit of curling up at Duluth.
That's right. You remember how
with
they
ice.
Do it? Take a pick now. You wouldn't use a comb, would you?
Well, I suppose a broom then.
That's right, yes.
You made a clean sweep with that one.
The sweepers sweep the ice ahead of that curling stone when they slide it along the ice. That's right. Well, you won $8.30.
Oh, well, bless your heart. That's a big thrill, and I'm so happy to talk to someone from home.
Okay, thank you. You can keep tuned to home with good old WCCO. Thank you, Mrs.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Righto. Hang on. Charlie wants to check the address. Mrs.
Right.
George Verkota, Napa, California. And, boy, we really used up our time and part of Jergen Nash's. From studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830, this is Honest to Goodness on WCCO.
I thought I better hit that brake in a hurry before we went past the 32 mark there.
That's right. Is that
when we start? The twin clock is flashing 9:30 and...
I think so.
I know after 4 minutes, we don't make any money on the show.
What? Oh, no, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about
the FCC.
The FCC limitations on the station break.
Well, fair.
Gee, we didn't get any calls in. I don't know what happened.
I'm not worried about that anymore.
We got three...
How about
six,
that? Hey,
eight.
In Chicago, 20,000 homes still without power for the weekend ice storm.
Is that right? Jesus. Jeez, I wouldn't
like
call
to... Oklahoma. There's a big storm in Oklahoma.
Wouldn't like to talk to Paul Ice in Mountain Home, Arkansas. That's a famous... Paul Ice, National Fish Hatchery, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Charlie, can you just help me move this thing back against that wall over there? It's a little heavy. Not terribly so.
You want that?
Not at all.
I'm just going to finish reading this letter. This chick got all involved telling me about...
I think she wanted to enter this card, too, didn't she? Or that thing?
I don't know.